I'm a programmer in KPFK, and I've been participating for the past 3-4 years. I started with Insurgencia Femenina. I learned a lot. I have learned a lot. And trust me, lady, we do take our time. We do edit our programs. We learn. You took Leslie Radford out of here, and she had our school. Where is the school now? Where? What am I going to learn? We have a school in Spanish, but where is the people in English that you're so concerned about? Where are they going to learn to make more programs? Have you even take a time to make a program? Do you know how much it costs? Do you know how much my salary will be if I have to make a program twice a month? No, you don't have an idea. You're focusing, oh my God, I'm going to see what is on the screen right now. How much money is it coming in? Because I have how many phone calls? It takes more than that. It takes a lot of heart.
10 seconds.
It takes a lot of mind. And you wanted to remove the programs? All of you wanted to remove the programs? Whoever is supporting that motion, please, come on. Take a break. Look at these people. Hablamos español. No hablamos inglés.
Time.
Y si queremos hablar inglés, vamos a la pinche escuela y aprendemos.
Eso.
Okay? Yeah. Pero aquí se habla español. This is fucking Mexifornia for you. For you, and for everybody. You speak Spanish. Shame on fucking you that you don't speak Spanish to us. Really, shame on the people who speak Spanish in here and just don't want to acknowledge it. It's really, really bad. I don't care.
It's inappropriate to keep blaming Grace Aaron for opinions and positions that many of us take also. She's not the focal point.
Okay.
And it's time to stop talking in her face.
Thank you, Steve. And I'm going to again remind the audience to please be respectful of all of our members. And yes, it is impolite to point.
Una cosa que tienen que saber.
30 seconds.
Una cosa que tienen que saber, Aris Anagnos, el dueño de este lugar, donó como $130,000 para la radio, right? por apoyando nuestra programación en español. One thing that maybe you don't know, Aris Anagnos, the owner of this building, he donated over $120,000. You remember last year he came with that paper and he gave it to you and said, it's okay, you don't owe me anything. He was supporting our programming, and you know it. Right? 160,000 dollars. He donated, and you know it, and you know it, and maybe you don't know because you wasn't here, you were not here, but it was $160,000 he donated, and he donates this place without any charge. And my friend over there, he's working and he's donating too. He's Nicaraguan. So cuando hablen de que no donamos, piensen. When Goodman was leaving, I asked her. I went to ask her, how do you know we didn't make that money?
10 seconds.
La respuesta es, I saw the paper on the walls. Well, she saw the papers on the wall, but she never went to the events that we did where we raised the money. That was the document, that was the argument he had in order to say that we don't make no money. She saw the papers, we were not there. We were doing events with the community. Gracias. So, do your research at least. Have arguments. Come on.
My name is Raul Rositas. I'm coming in from the Inland Empire. I listen to 91.9 KVCR. That's a station just like this, but just in English. I stopped listening to it to listen to this one due because of the Spanish station. I listen to it because of my kids. I have my kids in the car. I want them to learn Spanish, not just English, but just Spanish as well. So now that is being cutting off, and I hate listening to music. It's not educational. I like to listen to stuff that's educational. And music is not educational for my kids or for myself. And I just don't want this station to go away because I do listen to it. And I'm coming in from the Inland Empire. I have friends over there that I have listening to it as well. Thank you.
Thank you. We have given extra time to this session also. This will be the last one for public comments. Please go ahead.
I've been volunteering for KPFK for a very long time, since out of high school. I'm part of the Spanish Programming Association, and I also produce and work with English programs. I have donated my time for many years, as well as other people who have been at the station for 40 years, 30 years, 25 years. If you put that in an amount of money, you're in charge of finances, make that account for all of that. How much have we contributed along the time? We're not staff paid. We're not paid. We don't get paid. Okay, we donate our time, and we fulfill the mission of Pacifica without getting paid. We bring diversity, inclusion. We bring Mayan communities, Nahuatl communities, Zapotec communities, Native American communities, and our programs in Spanish, whereas the English programmers never do that. They never empower indigenous peoples and give them the mic. They never do. If not, give me a list of names. And if you don't like coming here to the Peace Center, you can resign. You can go somewhere else. You know, we are the authority right here. The assembly, the people, in any democratic process, we are the people. We are the authority.
10 seconds.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your
and
comments.
Fernando Velasquez donates over $60,000 a year.
Okay. We have an item of business that we skipped over.
Chair, question.
We have an item of business that we skipped over because of my oversight and negligence, so I have to come back to it, and that is the item on the agenda that was added to the agenda by Jan Goodman on scheduling a delegates assembly for approving the minutes of the closed session. So we need to schedule a closed delegates assembly for that. I'm sorry, Lawrence, you had a question, then Grace.
Yeah, is this going to be space for announcements? Because I know we traditionally did announcements. I have an announcement.
We didn't have announcements on the agenda, but we have time for you to make announcements after we take care of this business. Sure. Grace?
I move that we schedule a delegates assembly in closed session. I believe it would be a closed delegates assembly. Right before the LSV meeting here in July.
Okay, so we want to have a delegates assembly meeting before our LSV meeting? That's
whenever,
the motion?
But okay. Whenever you...
What time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Well, let's make it 10:30, and then the LSV meeting at 11.
Okay. Are there any objections to that motion? Is that a friendly amendment?
Okay, sure.
Okay, so 10 o'clock for a closed session of the Delegates Assembly to consider approving minutes from our closed session meeting in April. Are there any objections to that meeting time and date?
When is the delegate session?
It will be at 10 o'clock here before our LSB meeting at 10:30.
When?
Third Sunday of July.
The third Sunday of July.
Thank you.
So are you good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a point of personal privilege.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to thank the audience for being respectful of our meeting. We have disagreements, but at least there was dialogue. That's important. Yeah. So thank you very much for not attempting to shut down the meeting, for allowing us to actually have a meeting. It's appreciated. And I'd also like to move to adjourn.
We have announcements, an announcement first,
sorry.
And then
okay.
I'll entertain that motion. Yes, Lawrence,
I just
you want to make an announcement?
And I'm going to mention both English and Spanish. Hoy en el aniversario de junio 11 de la bandera de Puerto Rico, la bandera boricua. En 1892, la bandera se fusionó con la bandera de Cuba. So today is the anniversary of the birth of the Puerto Rican flag back in 1883, along with the Cuban flag. And the significance of that is because there was a gag order in Puerto Rico where since 1940 up to 1956, Puerto Ricans could not have a flag. Puerto Ricans cannot fly a flag. They cannot carry a flag. And this was due because of the U.S. imperialist government passing a gag rule 48. So I just want to honor that day today. I would have worn my flag, but I couldn't. The shirt was dirty. So I just wanted to honor that day today and to realize that today the flag of Puerto Rico flies in every Puerto Rican's heart. Do you ever meet me bandera en mi corazón? That's the...
Thank you, Lawrence. Any other announcements?
I have one.
Yes, Grace.
Okay, there's a... There's a women's Ban the Bomb rally next Saturday morning from 9 to 11 at the corner of Hollywood and Highland. And it's being promoted by Women's International League for Peace and Freedom and other organizations. That's Ban the Bomb rally, June 17th, Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. at the corner of Hollywood and Highland.
Can Ming come too?
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Lance?
Men are invited as well.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Lance?
Mr. Chairman, at the risk of belaboring this very long meeting, which I think has been very instructive, most of you may know that I'm a relatively recent addition, so I need to be educated on a lot of things. It was a pretty extensive discussion, pretty animated discussion about this motion, which I need to get educated on. And I don't pretend that we should do that now, but I would like to ask that on the agenda for the next meeting, because I've got many questions about this motion.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what motion you're talking about.
The motion that has occupied the grand percentage of discussion here today. Yeah. This motion on the 5 hours.
Yeah, I would suggest that.
I second that motion.
While I'm not making a motion, what I'm suggesting is the following. I don't want to do it here now because it's been a long day, but I would like for there to be time. For if no other person's benefit than this new member, I would like to have some questions answered on what the intent or the potential consequences, intended or otherwise, have been due to that motion. So I would like to have that put on next month's agenda.
Your request has been duly noted.
Maybe even in the closed session next month.
However you want to handle it is fine with me.
Your request has been duly noted. I think that the delegates' assembly would be out of order, although I believe that the directors, it's a national matter, and I believe that the directors should be able to explain that to you. It doesn't need to be during the meeting.
However you want to handle it is fine with me. I just have questions which I'd like
to. I think that we can put in contact you in contact with the directors that can answer your questions.
All right, thank you.
Okay. I'm ready to entertain a motion to adjourn.
One more question.
Well, let's make a first. And second? No?
Second.
Marlena,
I had a question.
Go ahead.
Roberta had brought up a town hall, possible town hall.
Yeah, we approved that last meeting.
So we are having it?
We approved going forward with that last meeting.
I'll give you an update.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So I have a motion. I have a second to adjourn. Anyone opposed?
Yes.
Hearing no opposition, meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.